The other day, as I was looking on the internet, I don't spend a lot of time on it, but I was on it, and I happened to come across a recipient of the Medal of Honor citation that this soldier received. And not knowing exactly a lot about it, I read through this story, and I want to share a little bit with you about this person who received the citation of the Medal of Honor. For the service as set forth in the following citation, Private First Class Anderson's platoon was lead element and had advanced only about 200 meters from where they were brought under extremely intense enemy small arms and automatic weapon fire. The platoon reacted swiftly, getting online as best as they could in the thick terrain and began returning fire. Private Anderson found himself tightly bunched together with other members of a platoon only 20 meters from the enemy positions. As the firefight continued, several of the men were wounded by the deadly enemy assault. Suddenly, an enemy grenade landed in the midst of the Marines and rolled alongside Private First Class Anderson's head. Unhesitantly and with complete disregard for his own personal safety, he reached out, grasped the grenade, pulled it to his chest, and curled around it as it went off. Although several Marines received shrapnel from the grenade, his body absorbed the major force of this explosion. Heroic act. Private First Class Anderson saved his comrades from serious injury and possible death. His personal heroism, extraordinarily valor, and inspirational supreme self-sacrifice reflected great credit upon himself and the rest of the troops and upheld the highest traditions of the United States service. He gallantly gave his life for his country, President Lyndon B. Johnson. All this gave me a picture of another person in the Old Testament who helped his countrymen, the Israelites, to overcome a giant that was before them, a Philistine army, plus a man named Goliath. David would be a recipient of that medal today, but I'm sure he received that medal in heaven from God. As we go through the story, it doesn't of David and Goliath, it doesn't have anything to do with David that brings about that victory for the Israelites. He is simply a soldier who listened to God and who had faith in God, who believes in the only true God, who he worships, and who follows God's commands, was willing to give his life to save his countrymen. A little background, we need to go back to chapter 16:13 to discover that the source of David's success was from that day forward, the Holy Spirit of the Lord came upon David in great power. God's power comes upon David as the one who will lead his people to the finish this conquest that was before them. In the setting, we come upon one of the greatest challenges of Saul's reign. The Philistines had found a champion who was 9 feet tall and about 6 feet across, an Arnold Schwarzenegger and a half. Saul and his men focused upon the giant, forgetting all about God who had led them all the way to this point. The Israelite army on one side of the Valley of Elah and the Philistine army and Goliath on the other side of the valley. Each day for 40 days, Goliath comes up and hollers, honors his challenge, and each day as the Israelites heard it, they became more afraid and moved a few steps backwards. Jesse, the father of David, sends his youngest son to bring provisions to his three brothers who are in the Israelite army. When he gets there and finds out that no soldier will go against Goliath, David can't believe this at all. David looks across that valley and he sees just another man who opposes God. Another man who will die in that battle. So I've entitled today's message, Five Smooth Stones. And shall we stand as I read 1 Samuel 17, 38 through 51. 1 Samuel 17, 38 through 51 in God's name. Then Samuel dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on the sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. "I cannot go on these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose five smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of a shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine, with his shield bearer in front of him, kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was only a boy, ruddy and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give you flesh to the birds of the air and beasts of the field." David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with a sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will stand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give you carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All these gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, without a sword in his hand. He struck down the Philistine, Goliath, and killed him. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for just the treasures of these words, the treasures of the Bible, what they have for us. And Lord, as we search our hearts today, and as we listen to your word, God, that we might apply them to our lives, that we might not go here from here and not use them in some way, whether it's in our life or spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for the foundation of this church, that it was built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. And God, I pray that it never moves, that we always uphold to the one true God, the creator of heaven and earth, who created each one of us. In thy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So kind of using these five smooth stones, I was going to use them as David's character. And as we look at them, the first smooth stone, David showed fortitude. Fortitude means endurance. Endurance forever, like running the race. They don't quit halfway. They continue on to the end, to victory. It's firm courage, knowing what's ahead of you, that you're encouraged by others. And in 17:11, on hearing the Philistines' words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Goliath said, "Give me a man, and let us fight each other. I will have victory, and you will serve the Philistines." In 24, when the Israelites saw Goliath, they all ran from him in great fear. David wasn't afraid and didn't need all the weapons that Saul had given to him because they were too heavy. He wasn't used to them. Plus, it wasn't God's will. God was leading him. God's Holy Spirit was in David's life. And sometimes our faith requires that we have to have the fortitude of the Holy Spirit leading us when we may face giants or strongholds in our lives, health issues. I saw experienced a great soldier yesterday, Fern Leaps. She went in for tests and angiogram. I got to visit her with her before she went in. And it was such a privilege to see the faith in her life, that she was so at peace, knowing whatever came about. There's those percentages in these procedures. She's 93 years old, but her trust was in the Lord. And even God gave us an opportunity to pray with the physician, with the doctor who was going to do that. What a privilege that was. How he hung on to my hand and just pressed on, that it meant a lot to him that someone was praying for him that day. Maybe financial issues. Maybe you're dealing with financial issues. Maybe you're dealing with spiritual issues, pornography, alcohol, gambling. Maybe you're dealing with sin that you can't quite get over. Just as David didn't need all of Saul's coat of armor, but only the leading of the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, Jesus speaks to us. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, God's word has divine power to demolish strongholds. Using God's word to deal with health issues. In James it says, prayer of faith. Is anyone in trouble? They should pray. Financial maybe. In the Psalms it says, direct my footsteps. Seek the Lord for wisdom. Stronghold of sin. Maybe sin has got you wrapped up. But in Luke 22:40, it says, pray that you do not fall. God is the Almighty God, the God who's going to get you through this trial. The second smooth stone is David displayed aggression. Aggression means an offensive action, an attack, a planned attack. David knew and had experienced the power of God previously. God used David to display God's aggression, that the Israelite army would see that David's faith in God was being displayed. David saw, again, just another man. David had been taught by God through the Israelites and through the prophets of old, for the future generations, God made them this promise, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you. That's the God I want on my side, a God who's going to fight my battle for me, that's going to be in it with me. The battle of our day is a spiritual battle today, friends. And Satan goes around like a roaring lion, ready to devour. 2 Corinthians 11:14, Satan himself masquerades or deceives as an angel of light. We see that quite often today in people being led away from the true God, don't we? They're being led into an entertainment area. The church is just to entertain me, to make me feel good. A lot of activities. God wants you. He wants this church to honor him, to worship him, to glorify him. I believe the third smooth stone is David took the initiative, or the first step, or the act. David clearly saw the challenge by Goliath from a very different view than the Israelite army and Saul ever did. David received, again, that initiative from the Spirit who was leading him. David had no hope in himself. David knew his skill with the sling and with the stone. As a shepherd, he had experienced many times when he had to fight off different things with that sling and stone. And so this could be a lesson for us today. Do we know the Word of God? Do we know how to use it? In basic training, many of you were in basic training. What was the most important piece of equipment you had? It was your rifle. And you kept it clean. You knew how to operate it. You made sure it was in working order, because the enemy was there. And if it wasn't working, the enemy would overrun you. Initiative in God's Word is so clear for us today. We provide Bible studies here at church and homes. We provide Sunday school classes to get to know the Bible more, to know how to use that sword of God that he's placed in our lives, to use it to maybe save our families, save our marriages. Satan doesn't spend a lot of time on the unsaved or those who have walked away. He wants to corrupt those who are saved. That's where he spends his time. I believe the fourth small stone, David, had a testimony. Testimony is a statement of a proof, personal experience in our lives. We've had testimonies here in church of what Christ has done in your life. That's the best thing when someone asks, well, how come are you a Christian? Or why are you a Christian? The best thing to do is tell them what Christ has done in your life, the testimony. David had a testimony from before. He said in 34 and 37, but David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned to me, I seized it by the hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defiled the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. Testimony. He grabbed those animals by the hair. I don't know if I'd like to grab one by the hair, a living one, a bear or a lion. But David had a strong testimony. Sometimes for us, it only takes that one testimony. That could be today. Maybe you could share your testimony today with someone. A faithful Christian soldier went to his chaplain for advice. Last night, he said, when I knelt by my bed and prayed, the fellows began to ridicule me and throw shoes at me. What should I do? Well, said the chaplain, why don't you stop kneeling down? Just lie down in the bed and lift your heart to God in silence, and he will hear you. After a few days, the chaplain asked the soldier how he was faring with his evening prayers. I tell you, Reverend, I followed your advice for 3 nights, but my conscience began to bother me because I was betraying my Lord. So I began to kneel down as I did before. And the pastor asked what would happen. The man said, I was really amazed. Not a single fellow ridiculed me. Now the 15 men in my tent kneel down with me, and I pray aloud for all of them. How about us? We're one sometimes. Are we sharing our testimony that can change lives? Are we here to be trained? Believe we are. I would hate to have you go from these four walls and not share Jesus until next Sunday. But God has given us 24 hours in a day. I pray that you're serving him. The fifth and final stone is David had help. His help didn't come from him at all, but through God. Picture this Goliath. He stood close to the height of a rim on a basketball court. His armor weighed 150 to 200 pounds. Goliath's spear weighed 15 to 17 pounds. I'm sure Goliath thought that he was invincible. One smooth stone from a sling, from a young person who was filled with the Holy Spirit, brought that giant face down in death. Maybe you've asked yourself, why 5 stones? Well, there were 4 other Philistine giants too. But just in case, he was ready to do the same to them. David was prepared by the faith he had in God. David served the living God, the same God that each one of us serves. Who will fight the rulers and Satan of this world? He will fight the evil spirits. He will fight your temptations. But he will also save you. And I guess that's the purpose of the closing. Are you saved? Have you come to the cross of Jesus Christ? Are you willing to join his army? An army that'll last forever. An army that is strong. A God who will never leave you or forsake you. That he'll be there through the valleys and the shadow of death. Today, if you haven't, be prepared. Be prepared for the battlefield each day. Jesus gave his life for each one of us. It'd be a shame if he went to that cross for nothing. Thank you, Heavenly Father. God, you are so good. You watch over us. You give us your word. Some of us probably have 3 or 4 Bibles in the house. Are they collecting dust, or are they being used? Are we going to Bible studies, or are we making excuses? Are we going to Sunday school, or is there an excuse for that too? Is there prayer time at 9 o'clock? Yes, there is, and could be a lot more. I realize, Lord, and he does too, it is a sacrifice, but it's a choice. Thank you for your word today, Lord, that I just thank you for examples such as David. A David who only saw a man. And maybe that might be us too. Looking to share our faith in God with someone. But maybe we aren't prepared. God, use us. Prepare us. Lord, that your word would go forth in victory. Thank you for the ferns. We're trusting in you. And even though percentages are high, she trusted in you. So Lord, thank you again for each one. In thy name we pray. Amen.